in New York for a crime they didn't even commit, said that we need to bring back the death penalty. So from a moral perspective, I can't agree or stand behind somebody when we have COVID-19 going around and you're calling it the Chinese flu.
How many of you think that there should be a third party ticket? All of you. Do you want to vote in this election?
Oh, yes. I'm still going to vote.
So you're not going to sit it out?
No. I'd never do that.
I feel like sitting out and not voting is basically staying quiet and mute. Our vote is our voice. Sitting out is just basically you're not doing a justice to yourself.
To help close any potential enthusiasm gaps, Black churches are taking the lead. Aisha Brooks Johnson and Cassandra Morrow head the Black Church Collective, an organization that is also prioritizing voter education.
And you want to make sure you watch the same ballot accepted before you walk off.
After Georgia and several other states enacted new voting restrictions and redistricting maps.
Just like the old African proverb, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a village for every vote to count.
I think the Black church should always be a place where it's safe, where you don't have to be embarrassed to say what you don't know.
We often hear that Black women are the backbone, particularly of the Democratic Party. How do you perceive that?
I would say, you know, as Black women, we're the backbone of almost everything.
Exactly. It's because of the burdens we carry, the weight we carry, and that we're seeing it through multiple lenses of oppression. Let's get these voices out here.
That's right.
For grassroots groups like Black Voters Matter, the outreach has been ongoing, kicking off the year in South Carolina for the first in the nation primary, a critical test of Black support.
Are y'all excited about going to vote?
Yes.
Black people are in it. Like, we're in it to win it.
Latasha Brown is co-founder of the organization.
When I look at Black South Carolinians, they actually got more of a vote share, particularly in Democratic primary, than their white counterparts, that we showed up, even though all of the news was saying that we wouldn't show up, right?
Do you feel Black voters are underestimated?
Oh, absolutely. You can't continue to take Black voters for granted and think that all you have to do is emotionally rouse us, and then in some way that that's going to lead to a victory. We're beyond that. We want what everybody else wants. We want policies that are going to actually support and lift up our communities.
Some very interesting comments about voting in the election. I did notice, however, that they didn't mention third-party candidate Dr. Cornel West, nor was it brought up to any of the Black males about Roe versus Wade. Very interesting comments, but we'll wait and see. And by the way, folks, yesterday, Tuesday, was the Georgia primary, and President Biden secured the Democratic nomination, as well as the former president securing the Republican nomination. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. We got a few announcements, and we're out of here for Dan and Consolidation. You've been listening to Ebony Spectrum.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, place of worship, or other chosen groups. Communities can provide support when you need it, including helping your kids avoid underage drinking and other substance use. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Good morning. You're listening to the Jazz Corner for another Sunday here at WRCT Pittsburgh. Kevin Amoson with you. We'll play a couple hours of jazz for you as we go into our Jazz Corner one-to-one for a Sunday morning. Thank you.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, does it really matter to me? To me. Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again this time tomorrow, carry on, carry on, 'cause nothing really matters. Time has come, send shivers down my spine, body's aching all the time. Goodbye, everybody, I've got to go. Gotta leave you all behind and face the truth. Mama, sometimes I wish I'd never been born at all. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, Galileo, Galileo Figaro. I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me. He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Spare him his life from this monstrosity. Easy come, easy go, will you let me go? Bismillah, no, we will not let you go. Bismillah, no, we will not let you go. Bismillah, no, we will not let you go. Will not let you go, never let you go. No, 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 no. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia, mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me. So you think you can stone me and spit in my... So you think you can love me and leave me to die? Oh, baby, you can't do this to me, baby. Just gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of here. matters. Nothing really matters to me.
That's music from Queen Esther, and I know we haven't heard from her in a while, but in 2023, she had a couple of different releases with some folks out there. I think she's still New York based. But some of the songs that we did hear was Bohemian Rhapsody. All right, that's on Queen Esther Rona. And also Queen Esther with the Hot Toddies Jazz Band doing I'm in the Mood for Love. Yeah. Also, new music from Charles Lloyd and a few other folks. So check them out. You'll see it reflected on the playlist if you're looking at the playlist there online. Also, coming up, we got music from Nina Simone. A lot of some of Nina Simone's music has been re-released digitally on Verve Records. And it's called For a While, which is a compilation of some different things. And all those come from the Nina Simone Charitable Trust and Rich and Famous Records. So check it out. This is some music from Nina Simone for you on a Sunday morning. You're listening to One to One. Kevin Amos here with you.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. Can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Don't you know, better than it, no, but
Jazz here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Some of the folks that we heard from in this past hour include Nina Simone, Queen Esther, All for One featuring George Coleman. Also stepping in our set, Dee Dee Bridgewater and Boogaloo Joe Jones. Yes, bringing us up to the top of the hour. I got a little tongue-tied here. Bringing us up to the top of the hour. Hey, keep enjoying the show.
Devil, you know, taxes the air we breathe, privatizes the water, profits off homelessness, strangles the land, injects hormones in animals, rapes the people, and rewards the rich, charges you for being sick, sends a bill to your loved ones with interest when you die, laughs, laughs, laughs at us, coughing up our lungs, gulping water, lead dripping off our chins, buys private ships to the moon, dances with your demons, the selfish, individualistic part of you, the one who'd rather not have a foot on your neck, or, who shows up to the rally after sipping sweet comfort at a corporate gig that pays you just enough to die a little slower, tithing, community, fostering care, how being black or woman, hey, or queer, or trans, or other, or human, or inhumane, computer, or code, able-bodied, 10 fingers, 10 toes, running, or right, or wrong, how none of it, 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 none of it matters. I said none of it matters. None of it matters when the earth is a handwritten letter from the past, a ghost sculpted in blood, cities sweating, bitter memories flooded by crawling maggots and swollen hurt. How the sewers sing of old sidewalks and cool breezes are of fairy tales we spoon feed our children in the heat. And we were never ourselves had we known who we are without greed. A world decorated by betrayal. If we had a sense of humor, I said, if we had a sense of humor, we would be more radical. More migrant than citizen, we'd breathe the air clean and ration our resources, gathering hugs and holds set to bloom in pebbles of rain, reasoning with river bends, rinsing in daylight, ridding pipelines and fossil fuels. We would melt. I said we would melt. Last one. we would melt all the guns. We would choose the scar, the moist in the back of our knees, the lick between knuckles mocking evil and all its ill-designed destruction. We would bulldoze the walls and plant windows where widows weep, beautiful green lakes hush in our cradling arms. We'd become the tiny Brooklyn kissing creeks. We are near a point of no return. I said, we, you and I, we are near a point of no return. A wounded woman scorn, temper sharp as a thousand shards aimed in one direction. I am weary for weeping. Me too, she whispered. Me too, the earth said.